views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is February the 28th, the last day of the month, February the 28th, 2017. And we have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all sincerely for coming on and listening to Tando Radio Show, because you could be listening or doing some other things, and we greatly, greatly appreciate you, and we try to bring you as much information as we possibly can that's going to benefit you, your family, and the overall community. So with that being said, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network so that this network can continue to do its called upon work of bringing you information that is going to give you and your family options and to position yourselves in a position of advantage instead of being in a position of disadvantage. And how you could do that is by giving some of your financial energy to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network and the future programs that will be brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network will be here for you. So very, very important. You could do that easily by going to Black Talk Radio Network's website. And that website is, and you can find that at www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there on the website, you'll see in the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation prompt in green with the holding hand. And just click on that prompt, and it will prompt, and it will take you through the necessary process for you to give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to do what it's been doing that you have deemed as being valuable, relevant, and necessary and important. It can do it going forward into the future. So give some of your financial energy, feed the roots, and not just eat the fruit, so that this network can continue to grow. Very, very important. Also, some of the other things that Black Talk Radio Network has established is a social media network. And that network is known as BTR Community. And you can also find BTR Community on Black Talk Radio Network's website, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com, and you can find it there. But on the website, you'll find it just below the donation prompt that's there. You'll see it as a B, and it's $24 a year for the social media access and to be a part of that overall social media platform where you can engage in all of your regular social media activities, post what you want to post, comment what you want to comment, and give information and just highlight things that you see as very, very necessary and important. And the great thing about it is that you will not be adversely affected by that. Very important. So, and not only that, you can actually highlight yourself, your business, or some other events that you think that are deemed the necessary attention, or should be given the necessary attention that you think is relevant to its overall cause and its overall direction. So join BTR Community, $24 a year. It's the only place that I post. I'm no longer on FedBook because it's not in our best interest and my best interest to be there. So come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you're interested in acquiring precious metals, you can go to Prosperity Mint. ProsperityMint.com and check out what's there in inventory. Then email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and you will make sure that, and someone will definitely get back with you. Leave a name and leave a number in your email so someone can actually call you and explain the buying process so that you will be buying correctly and you will have the pertinent information that you need to have in buying from Prosperity Mint. Very, very important that you do that. Okay. Also, if you are interested in acquiring some Girl Scout cookies, you can text me at 951-790-8330. And last but not least, very, very important, is that the Volt Media Group is having a seminar, the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar, and it's going to happen March the 25th of this year, next month, in a couple of days, March the 25th of 2017, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Dallas. And the tickets are $100 for couples and $125 for single tickets. So make sure you bring someone with you, and you will be able to receive that discount. It's more the merrier, and it's really structured around family. And just bring someone with you, and that will be where you can pay for $100. And you can make your RSVP. I posted it inside of Tando Radio Show. But also you can email HFRN.Vault@gmail.com. And in the subject, just put, only thing that you have to do is put in March the 25th in the subject line. And someone from the Vault Media Group will respond and reply to you for that. And that's coming up. Looking forward to seeing some of you already. Some of you have made reservations. There's only a certain amount of people that they're going to have there. Looking forward to seeing some of you from Tando Radio Show, some of you that's taken the precious metals class, some of you that's actually taken the preparedness class. Looking forward to meeting you and seeing you there March the 25th. For those of you that are coming or are in the area and going to be engaged, I'm really, really excited to see you all to engage and grow this overall relationship. So, so very important, because there's a lot of things that I want to say to you in a private setting that can't be said here. So if you would like to be a part of that, come on down. And also Vault Media Group, email them and let them know if you would like for that same presentation or the extended presentations that will be there. If you would like that to come to your area, they will actually come and travel to you, and I will come along with them. And just talk to them about that. And I talked to some of the key members of Vault Media Group, and they agreed if this is something that you want to have in your area, to get, you know, some of the people together, or, you know, that is something definitely that can be done. It is the time to do it because of everything that's going on. This is the Family Business Private Wealth. If you're not able to make it to Dallas, there will be no recordings of it or anything else because of the overall setting of it. But if you would like this same presentation, and believe me, the individuals that are going to be there, you definitely would want to hear their presentation so that you can gainfully employ that into your overall strategy. So definitely reach out to Vault Media Group. Once again, their email is HFRN.Vault, that's Vault@gmail.com. And just once again, put in, if you want to come to, if you're RSVP in for the Dallas March 25th, just put that in the subject line, or you could also say would like for the family business private wealth seminar to come to my area. Bring it to my area is what the only thing you have to do, and then they will respond to you, definitely. So let's jump into what's in the news. I didn't want to post too much in what's in the news because today's show is very, very important. Today's show is the table of preparedness, and in the table of preparedness, we know it's food, water, protection, shelter, and energy. We're going to look at protection today, and we're going to look at protection from the role of money. Very, very important, especially for what's going on in the world and how you need to gainfully employ this into your everyday, as I said earlier, strategy. And today's the table of preparedness, the suitable role between you and money. And I would definitely say make sure that you brought some people with you, some family members. If you have any children, make sure that they're listening to today's show. For any caller that calls in, be mindful that young people are listening. So just be mindful of that. This is a family show so that their participation can be quite fruitful and meaningful. Okay, so let's jump into the news, and then we're going to jump right into today's show. First article from Politico. Trump gets ready for his biggest sale yet. Check out that. There's going to be talking about Obamacare, a bunch of other stuff that's going on. And I definitely say listen to, you don't have to agree with, but one thing about Trump is that he gives you clues as to the direction of things. And that's one thing that I do appreciate about this celebrity figurehead president. All right. Next article comes from Forbes. It says celebrity figurehead President Trump replaces the dollar with gold as the global currency to make America great again. And we're going to take a look at this article specifically today. And my man, Marv, thanks. He also sent this as well a little later on in the day. Thanks a lot, but Big Marv. Next article. This one comes from CNBC. We're definitely going to take a look at this and play this one, actually, is Bitcoin. Bitcoin versus gold. Bitcoin bug versus gold bug. And this came from CNBC. Very, very important as to for what today's show is. Also, next article from Sputnik News. People's Bank of China devalues yuan by 0.23%. Asia and Pacific getting short. And the People's Bank of China on Monday once again devalued the yuan, setting the rate at 6.8814 yuans per dollar. The new midpoint is the range of, the new midpoint rate is 0.23% weaker than Friday's rate of 6.8655. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? They're devaluing their overall currency. Why? Because that is how you win the currency war. And this has marked very, very important what's going on. China and the U.S. are in a currency war, and the race is to the bottom. And believe me, the U.S. is definitely losing because the U.S. dollar is strengthening. It's at some of the highest level it's been in 11 years. So the dollar is strong. We need to talk about that. When the currency of the U.S. dollar is strong, there are certain things that you need to be doing during that time, in my opinion, as a strategist, okay? If it's not something that you want to strategize with, that's cool. But as a strategist, you need to be taking care of using that to your benefit in acquiring certain assets at that time, because it will not be for long that dollar will maintain that overall direction and that overall purchasing power. Use it while you can, all right? So very, very important. Next article, on alert, Crimea to get BUK missile system. And this thing, whole thing is starting to really develop in the Baltic states and throughout the world because the overall global war is setting off. Military experts believe that the Bolts, along with the S-300 and S-400 missile system have already stationed in Crimea, will effectively secure the airspace over the peninsula and the Black Sea. Very, very critical. Yes, that is going to happen. Next article, and this is going to be for the overall war. Next article from RT International, Russia Today International. Mark Farber, Dr. Doom warns of stock market sell-off avalanche. Mark Farber, known as Dr. Doom for his pessimistic view of the equity markets, has warned investors that the U.S. stocks are vulnerable to a seismic sell-off, which could start at any moment. The Swiss investor doesn't expect the rally's disruption and to be invoked by any catalyst, as the markets are overbought and sentiment is way too bullish for the so-called Trump rally to continue. Very, very important. This is definitely something that I think is definitely in play. Next article comes from Sputnik News as well. Very, very important for today's show. And we're going to take a look at this one as well. Iran joins a growing list of countries to ditch the dollar in foreign trade. We're going to take a look at that list, ladies and gentlemen. And lo and behold, you would be surprised as this continues to unfold. And why you, and this is why this show is very important. So let's hurry up and get through. I want to thank Brother Braggs for sending this one. As Iran dumps the dollar, Congress quietly slips in a bill for the use of force against Iran. We posted this one back in February the 1st. When it first broke out, and Brother Braggs just resent it, and I thought it was appropriate to repost this one because it has great, great legs, especially for today's show. And Brother Braggs is always in line with and in tune with my overall thinking and direction. Much love, much respect to Brother Braggs. Next article from oilprice.com, the Baltic Sea, Europe's forgotten $80 billion oil play. Very, very important for the Caspian Sea and the Baltic offshore Baltic area, very, very important because of the natural gas and the oil and the energy that goes through there. That is going to be a part of the catalyst for the economies of the future. Very, very important for the emerging economies that are now basically the developed economies. And there's the emerging economies and the demerging and the descending economies. Guess where the United States is? It is in the dissension area, ladies and gentlemen. And you need to know those things and to appropriately respond to those threats. Next article, also from Oil Price. Cooking the books. Saudi Aramco could be overvalued by 500%. Many, many people are cooking their books right now. Cooking your books means that you're lying about your numbers and you're inflating things that are not true. So definitely we won't take a look at that, but check out that article. Next article from oilprice.com. Is Mexico oil boom under threat? So check out that article. I would definitely say it's a part of the big play, ladies and gentlemen. It's a huge play, especially for resources, for where everything is going. This is why you're seeing Mexico, but it's in the mainstream media, they're saying one thing, but it has so much more to do with it. So check that article out. Next one from Sputnik News. Japan, Germany may invest billions in production localization in Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, that just basically means that Germany and Japan have broken the sanctions. And this is very, very important. Next article. Also, this one comes from Russia Insider. We're going to take a look at this one as well. And I had to repost this one because of today's show. Russia has the lowest national debt in Europe. Can you say that for America? No. This is very, very critical. So also, next article. This also comes from Russia Insider. This one is Greece surrenders gold. Public utilities. Excuse me. Public utilities and real estate exchange pieces for exchange pieces of printed paper in Brussels. Hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, but you have been doing exactly what we've been doing and we've been taught to do exactly what Greece has been doing. They're exchanging their gold and their utilities and their overall assets for pieces of paper that are printed in Brussels. And that is a great, great theft, ladies and gentlemen, as it is one with you as well. And you need to know how that plays out and what that really means. This is why we have Tando Radio Show. Next article comes from my man, Marv sent this, the same one we sent earlier. Next one, and this one comes from the Daily News, New York Daily News. New York retirees struggle to survive after pension funds bottom out. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? This is, in my opinion, extremely, extremely important and relevant for you all that are listening to Tando Radio Show, because this is going to affect everyone that you know that is here in the United States, the corporation of the United States. And this is very critical that we understand what's happening here. And this was the last one, and this is why we wanted to put on today's show. And it's the basically is drain pension funds. And it says New York Teamsters pension fund becomes the first to run out of cash. They said money, but it's cash. It's not money that they had. As experts warn, pensions tsunami is coming. The New York Teamsters Road Carrier Local 707 pension fund has won the unfortunate award for first pension to officially run out of cash. And they said money. According to the New York, this is critical, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the trend. This is not an isolated incident. This is not an aberration. This is definitely where things are going. This is a part of what's happening. And we may definitely take a look at this, and this is why we put on today's show. So let's jump right into today's show. One second. And if you'd like to jump in on today's conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So we're going to jump right into today's show. And I think it is definitely very, very important that we do that because of what's going on in the world. So we've already seen how the New York the Teamsters of New York, their pension has already been drained. Ladies and gentlemen, what we want to do for you here at Tando Radio Show is prevent these type of things from happening to you. They don't have to happen to you. If you will do what's in your best interest, in your family's best interest, in the community's best interest, by you becoming a prodigious saver and you understanding the difference in how to suitably play and how to suitably leverage money, and how to also suitably leverage cash, which is not money. Very, very important. So we're going to jump into today's show. Give me one second here, and we'll be right there. All right. So let me make sure. And once again, if you got any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. All right. So today's show, very, very important in my opinion. And it is about the difference between currency and money and what's the suitable role that should be played between you and money. One of the things that I'm going to play something for you in a second from CNBC. And I don't know, Scotty's busy. I do. I'm going to play something for you from CNBC. And I want you to listen about the difference between an investment, control of an asset, and owning an investment. And I also want you, we're going to talk about you controlling money and owning cash. Okay, and the things that go along with that. Very, very important that we do, because there's a difference between the two, and you need to know what those suitable roles are and how to play it. So first of all, what I want to say for all of the young people that are listening with their parents or whomever they're listening with, you already know that in a way that cash is not money. Cash is not money. And the reason being, because you asked the question before, but it's just paper. And then someone told you, no, it's money. Well, young people, you are absolutely right. Just like the Monopoly money that's in the game board of Monopoly, there is no difference between the cash that's in that board and the cash that's in your mom's purse or your dad's wallet, or the cash that you have in your piggy bank or that you have in your pocket. The key is that you have to know the difference between and what the capabilities of that paper is, so that it won't fool you. It won't cause you to go without. It will not, so that it will not impoverish you. Okay? There's definitely a difference. It is the exact same paper in content as the Monopoly board. The only difference between those two different notes is that one is the game board cash is for that game. And the cash, the paper that you have in your pockets, or the cash, not the coins, just the cash, the paper cash that you have in your pocket and your parents have in their pockets, is used as a medium of exchange by, it is a tool of a private business. And what is a private business? Well, whenever you go to your local store, known as a mom and pop store, your parents will tell you what that is if you don't know. Or you go to a private business. Well, that private business has their things that they are selling. And the things that they are selling is a part of their private business. Well, cash is known as a Federal Reserve note for the Federal Reserve from the Federal Reserve Bank. It actually says that on your cash. Now, that is nothing more than monopoly money in order to acquire a medium of exchange or to exchange for something that you want. Okay? Say you want some water, bottled water. Say you want a new bicycle. Say you want some new shoes. Well, what you could do is that you could take a private company's pieces of paper, take it to another business and say, hey, I'll exchange you this amount of, they'll tell you how much the sneakers, let's say some sneakers, they'll tell you how much some sneakers will cost, some Jordans or something like that, or whatever it is that you're looking to buy. And they'll say maybe, let's say just for instance, it's $50. Well, that means that you have to give them 50 pieces of paper, Federal Reserve notes, in order to acquire that. And then they'll take that and then they'll be able to buy other things with that as well, okay? That's what currency does. But see, that's something that's put on by a private corporation, and the private corporation is not backed by any government. What I mean by that is it's not a part of the government. It is a private bank, just like you walk into Foot Locker or you walk into any other place. Whenever you use the bank's cash, that is private transaction that you're using. And that can be good for acquiring some things, but it's really, really important that you don't overextend yourself. When it comes to savings, ladies and gentlemen and young people, you never, ever, ever save in cash. Why? Because it is not backed by anything that has intrinsical value. But what you can do with it is that you can exchange it for things that do have value. What has value? Our young people want to talk to them first. What has value? You can exchange that piece of paper for a gold watch. Excuse me, that's meant for the dads and stuff. Or you can exchange that for like a bicycle. Okay, a bicycle has intrinsical value, meaning that it can do something for you, okay? That's what you want to use that for, but you never, ever, ever want to put all of your cash in savings, because what happens is over time, the overall bicycle is going to cost more, and it's not that the price of the bike is going up, it's just the purchasing power of your dollars are going down, meaning those pieces of paper, you need to get more of it because it doesn't command the same confidence. And what I mean by confidence, those pieces of paper are debt instruments, meaning that the bank created debt that it sold to the market or the commerce lines or everyone, they sold it to everyone in order for them to use that to buy things, all kinds of things they need and things they don't need, whatever you want to do. It's a medium of exchange, meaning you can exchange it for something. Now, what happens is that it's based in debt. In order for you to get that, you have to It has to be loaned out, and then you have to pay even more to repay it. So it's interest attached to it. So as the interest and the debt starts to increase, people start to say, hey, that person can't afford this. They're not going to be able to pay me back what it was worth. And so that's where the price of things start to go up. Very, very important. So I'm going to continue with some other things that show that, so that our young people will know. Then I also want to talk to you as the everyday working adults, and even for the young adults that are there. Okay. So now, what's critical to know about this is that the individuals that created the pieces of paper, they did nothing to create it. They just created it so that it would be beneficial to them, because that's their business. What do I mean by that? They are actually selling debt to people. They are actually pushing debt to people that people are willing to engage in, and they'll buy and they'll acquire it, but they have to pay it back with interest. That's why things go up in prices. It's not that the price of eggs or anything else is going up. It's just that the dollar that you have is not enough, because you need to give me more dollars to catch up with the interest and the amount of debt that's outstanding. And in actuality, the overall debt that this country has is mathematically impossible for it to pay it back. So what does that mean? That means if you don't pay someone back, then you're going to go, if you can't service the debt, you can't pay the debt that you have, that means that they're going to default, you're going to default on the debt, and they have legal recourse to take valuable things from you in order to recoup their losses. That was the agreement. And even though you didn't agree to this, the economy did, and they forced it on you, but you do not have to allow the bad side of that to affect you. And this is very, very important that we know these things. Okay, so how do you play it? Your cash that you use, you should use it for what you need to buy every day and everything else, but you should take that cash and buy things in exchange for things that have real value. And money has value. Every time that I will say this for everyone here, every time that I run across some young people, I show them a dollar and I show them a silver coin. I hand them the dollar and I hand them the silver coin. Every single one of the young people say that they want to keep the coin, because right away when they touch it, they feel it, they understand, because of who they are, they understand some things from a more honest perspective, because they are coming from a more honest environment and a more honest engagement, more sincere engagement. They recognize value right away. It's the adults that we have a problem with to get to change this overall paradigm of destruction. The young people, hand them a dollar bill and an American Silver Eagle, which they both say $1. The children don't want the dollar. They're amazed by the silver. And it's not just because they haven't seen it before. It's because as soon as they hold it, they realize something. There's something special about this. There's something real about this. I just don't know what it is, and I've been taught to listen, but if they don't listen, they already know this is real. And it's the adults that we have problems with, because we've been around for so long and we become addicted to cash, and we think that it's money because they told us it is, and we call it money, and it's absolutely not at all. So now what do you do is you use your cash to pay your bills and to maintain your quality of life, service your debt, but you never save in it. You save in things that have real value. Now, what is real value? What is real value? The difference between currency and money is very huge. Currency can never do what money does completely. It does some of the things that money does, but it can never do everything that money does. Currency, cash, the piece of paper, can never do everything that money does. But money can do everything that currency does, and even more. And I would explain it this way, is that money is something that was created not by man. Oil is money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. Food is money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. You can't live without money. I'm going to say that again. There is no human existence, no living entity in the universe that can't live without money. And someone would say, Dave, what are you talking about? That's not true. That's because you're looking at money from a cash standpoint. And that's not money. What is money is something that's made by the great creator, and it sustains life. There's different forms of money. Food is one, but it's not the most perfect form of money because food spoils. Oil is money, but it's not the most perfect form of money because it spoils. Water is money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. Air is money, oxygen is money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. Okay? Land is money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. The most perfect form of money that we have in a physical form is the precious metals, particularly silver. A lot of people don't understand the importance of silver. You can't live without silver. There's no human being on this planet that can live without silver. There's no living entity on this planet that has a natural living cycle can live on this planet. Well, I won't say that. That's not true. But most of the living forms that are on this planet have to have silver in order to have life. And that's why you can't live without money. And every single living form needs some form of money to sustain itself. And once again, money is the best way to describe it is something absent of man's hand that man didn't create. Man can only create currency. Very, very important that we know these things. And so what I want to do now, and I'm going to come back to this, a couple of things. I want to play something, then I want to read something to you and why this is so important. You all heard of Bitcoin. There's a wild craze about Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin. And I would tell you, Bitcoin is nothing more than a digital form of investment money. Excuse me, digital form of investment currency. It is not money. Never has been, never will be. Okay? So I want you to hear from this from CNBC. This quick let me see. I think we got someone in queue. We sure do. Hold on. I'm going to play this, and I may play it after. Let me get to Jerry first, because I don't like to keep people waiting. We're going to listen to this conversation between two people, Peter Schiff, and I don't know who this other person is, about Bitcoin and gold. And then I'm going to come back and tell you some of the things that, because Peter was probably tired and flustered, he missed a couple of things that was very, very important. But Peter understands. He knows what money is, and he knows the difference between currency. So we're going to play that. But until then, let's get to our caller that's in queue. Welcome, Jerry, my man Jerry, to Kando Radio Show. What's going on? What's your question or comment, brother?
I'm doing great, brother. How you doing tonight?
Good, good.
Yeah, how you doing, Brother Scatter? sideways. Great tuning in to y'all. I'm a little late tonight, but
no, you always on time. Was,
I wish that was true. you always tell us, just like the I want to say the Rothschilds always say that they don't want to own nothing. They want to control everything. How do we control the precious metals that we purchase without having to give them up? If say we have some type of debt that we have, because we know that when they come to confiscate these particular assets, although the money is not worth nothing, they're gonna talk to us in a manner. And really, it is. I mean, at least I don't see nothing we could do as far as getting the worth out of the precious metals when they come in to confiscate, because I believe that once all of this starts happening, especially with all of these executive orders that have been happening from today, and you can rewind it about a year and a half with all of the executive orders between Trump and Barack Obama, that they're going to come to get them. They're going to come to get them. That's what mm-hmm. I believe. Now, whatever may happen for the person who's holding them, and if they took the precious metal classes, whether you taught their family or they passed the information on to their family knows what it's worth and what to do with them. How do we take control of that without, per se, owning it?
Mm-hmm. Great, great question. And I'm gonna tell you, Jerry knows those answers. He's helping a lot of people out here, and I think that it's a great, great pointed question. And so here's what I would say. One of the things that when it comes to the precious metals, the most perfect form of money that there is that because it wasn't created by man, man can't put a patent on it. This is why they hate it. Because it has real intrinsical value that they can't stop. The only thing that they can do is try to control it just like you. Because they didn't have the patent for it. Because believe me, if they had the patent for it, they could cut it off from you at any time. They can cut cash off from you banking-wise at any time. They could cut your bitcoins off from you at any time. Why? Because they have the patent on those algorithms, and they created them. The economic system that we have, part of the economic system, the bread side of the economic system, they created so they can have it go in any direction that they want it to go. They could push the stock market up, down, sideways, any way that they want to. Why? Because they have the controlling patent on it all. It's theirs. It's their economy.
Real quick, Dave, before you finish your thought, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because for everybody that's listening who look at the stock market and everything like that, I always know that stuff is being manipulated at all times, because as of right now, your president, Donald Trump, he's saying that all of the stocks is going up and that he's making all of these moves, but really it's just an extension of what Barack Obama has been doing for the last 36 months. It's all the same things, all the way up to him writing an executive order for the HBCUs. A lot of the presidents done all of that, and their numbers shot up when they needed them to shoot up, and depending on who the president was and how he was liked by the community, the stocks went up also. So just let them know about that.
Yeah, that's very true. It's a manipulated market. They can push it wherever they want it to go. That best serves what? Their stealing of your energy. That's what it's there for, and that's what it effectively does. So they can do that with cash. They can take it from you very easily. It's called devaluation. They can They can cause what is happening right now. They can cause the overall currencies of different markets to go up or go down. And that's why? Because they created it. They did not create the precious metals. So the only thing that they can do is try to control it for their interest. That's what they can do. Yes, they can write an order saying it's illegal for you to have it. But see, that's the letter of the law. It's not the spirit of the law. The letter of the law is always to condemn you and to keep you enslaved and under subjugation. They can write those laws, but those laws are invalid spiritually. They have no recourse. They have no standing. They have no truth to it. It's just them, as I always say, is that since they own it, they can repossess it from people at any time. Now, what is it with the precious metals? A lot of people think that they own the precious metals. You don't own the precious metals. No person could ever own the precious metals. They want you to think that. And it's not a advantageous way to think. It's not the best way for you to be thinking, because it's not true. You can't own, just like you can't own a person. If a person surrenders their free will to you, that was the choice that they did from under the circumstances and the environment, but you cannot own a person. You cannot own anything that the great creator has created. What you could do, which is very, very important. One second, Brother Davis, I'll get to you in one sec. Because I think we're going to, what you could do is this. You have to, and this is why the precious metals is so critical. You have to understand that you don't want to own it. You want to control it. Whoever controls it now is the beneficiary of its intrinsical values. And you want to have a relationship with it because you already do. Now, when they outlaw and say, hey, you got a hand in this and that, they've done that before. But I'm going to just say from the letter of the law standpoint, one, that was illegal itself. It was an executive order. It was not a law. It was unenforceable. And if it ever went to court, even at that time, it would have lost. But they will change the courts to where it will. But it still is not true. It's another lying deception. The key is, for you, when you ever acquire or come in contact, or you actually purchase, or you're paid in precious metals, or however you mine it, or whatever, how you come it into your possession, you're not owning it. You can control it, and that gives you great power. And what you should be doing is that you should be leveraging that quietly within under your control, never under your ownership. Let me give you a real quick understanding why you can't own precious metals. Go ahead and put your name on what you consider that you own. Inscribe your name on it. All that has to be done is someone come with a furnace, and that name will be melted away. There's no legal ownership. It may be by the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law supersedes it all. Very, very important. So how should you play this? We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, whenever you're ready, just play the music and we'll get into it. How should you play this? You should be controlling precious metals like you should be controlling all the other assets. Because if you try to own them, there comes the legal liability of you can lose everything that you own, because it's working off of the economic system of the letter of the law. And they can take that from you at any time for any reason. Most people will surrender just because they say to. So very, very important to understand the difference between controlling and owning. And he was right. It was actually Mayor Rothschild that said, what he said was that, I care not about a country's laws if I control the money supply. And he was meaning the cash and the asset money supply. He knew what he was talking about, even as wrong as he was. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Maybe I'm painting blue. What I'm about to do.
songwriter.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So, Jerry, yeah, that was critical. And for everyone else, you want to do with, you want to actually align yourself with some truths. And understanding the difference between currency and money is essential. Never, ever call currency money, because it's not. It's not. And you actually speak into an existence something that is going to enslave you when you do that. And it's a downward spiral from there. This is how you become sellers of your soul. This is how we become sellers of our energy, our talents, because we don't know the relationships, the important historical, universal, eternal relationships. What you should be doing is that every asset you should put under your control, because when you control it, it gives you the protection and it gives you the wherewithal to withstand any economic direction that the owners of man's economy decides to go, because you're immune. Control gives you immunity. Yes, some things can be forcibly taken away from you, but the easiest way is for you to surrender it. And if you control things, then people don't know how strong your grip is. How strong your grip is. So I think it's very, very important. So acquire assets and put them under your control. Don't put your name on it. Don't say that you own them. That's what they push in. That's what they push for you to have ownership, because if you have ownership, then they have control. Very, very important. So, very, very important. Yes.
Hey, that all of that goes into what I was talking about last week, as far as Arizona taking control of the protesters' assets. And then I want to say it wasn't Brother Davis. It was I talk about this brother all the time. I've never spoke to him personally, but I talk about him all the time. And he sent you the actual article that I was talking about, because you read it last night. But that's what it all goes into. Brother Braggs.
Brother Braggs sent that, yeah.
What Brother Braggs has sent you yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Friday. He sent that Friday.
Okay. So
yeah.
All of these issues. We have all of these issues, and if we don't know what to do with them, then they can be dismissed at any point. So I'm going to just sit back and I'm going to listen. I especially want to hear what Brother Davis got to say. He always come with something that I need. So I'm going to sit back, I'm going to listen, and I'm going to I'm going to put myself on mute. Thank you, brother.
Okay, great point of it all. And see, now, even with Arizona, see, they can only take your assets if you own them. If you control your assets, you're immune, totally immune. And they're not going to violate it, because there's a covenant that they have among themselves, and they won't violate it. So let's real quick. Brother Davis is in queue. Then we got another caller out of Florida. We're going to go to you right after that. Brother Davis, go ahead.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Hey, what's up, Brother Davis? Always good to hear a voice of a friend.
Hey, man, this has been a long, long day for me, so I wanted to go ahead and put my information out for tomorrow night's show.
Yes, sir.
But my wife wanted me to tell everybody, mention to them, to do their due diligence on gluten. And the reason being is because our food supply is full of bombs, and these bombs are blowing up all around us, but they're trying to give us the impression as though it's something that we're doing. It is not. So we're going to focus tomorrow night on nutrition. We do suggest, if you look at the paper today, you've seen recalls from chicken from fast foods to ground chicken that has DNA or something else. So you should realize that the food supply is being inundated for a reason. And that reason is what the Guidestone says. It wants to kill 6 billion people.
On Earth. Yep.
Make no mistake, that number is not choosy of food, because there are victims from every culture and every race. You know why? Because they believe the American program of if it tastes good, enjoy it. No. You must become nutritionally knowledgeable so you understand what you're putting in your mouth and what it does when it's in your body. Now, here's the unique thing. They've already talked to you about your spiritual nature. When you eat the right foods, they communicate with the spiritual nature in your body.
Right.
So therefore, that communication is what they call indwelling intelligence. A lot of times people think, well, if I go to sleep tonight and give me a good night's rest, I'll wake up refreshed. Well, that is the indwelling intelligence doing what it's naturally supposed to do. But now, greater spiritual level of understanding, you can control that intelligence, and you can defeat disease, you can defeat anything internal, you can either enhance or defeat. But you cannot elevate yourself to that level if you don't understand the very thing that is attacking you, which is your food, because of lack of nutritional knowledge. So that's what tomorrow night's show is going to be about. And my wife was saying, everybody do the gluten research so that we can talk about it. Because, listen, gluten is in every baked product and in 90% of things, in 90% of processed foods on the shelves. And it is a time bomb. And we need to openly discuss it so that people will understand how to make knowledgeable decisions. What has gluten and what does not have gluten? And what it does to the body. So listen, Dave, my wife will probably be listening. I got to get me some rest in that type of day.
Get some rest, Brother Davis. Much love, much respect.
Yeah. But tomorrow night is going to be a fantastic show, because literally we're giving you clues that you can go out into your grocery stores, read the labels. We're going to also have you download the Buyout app, which gives you an understanding of when you scan a product, whether it's GMO or not, and if so, what they tell you it does, but in reality, what it really does. Now, if you really want to get be prepared for this, definitely do your due diligence on gluten and check out the Responsible Technology website, because they are always talking about the harm GMOs do to the body, and that way we can have an open discussion that everybody can learn from. See, our time is short, and if we do not make the best decisions, it makes no difference what you have if what you're doing is killing you. Okay? So this is Brother Davis and Sister Davis looking for a wise Wednesday tomorrow night, but I'm about to get me some sleep, so I'm out.
Get some rest, Brother Davis. See, this is money working for you, because what happens when money is an asset that the great creator has given as sustainability, and we have to never walk away from that. And if we have, we need to walk back to it. So let's, we got a couple more, then we got a couple more, Brother Davis, looking forward tomorrow to Wise Wednesday on the nutrition. Definitely do your research on gluten and be ready for Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis tomorrow. So we got a couple more callers, then we got to get back into the show. Very, very important one. Let's go. We got, hold on, Brother Bragg. We got caller out of MIA. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. 786 area code. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment?
Peace, Brother David. This is Sharif Ali. How you doing?
Brother Sharif Ali, what's happening?
I'm doing well. How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Good. Excuse me. I always enjoy the show, and just want to shout out Black Talk Radio Network and Tando and all the rest of the shows on the network. You always provide great content. And I think that my comment is I think a lot of brothers and sisters are at a loss for words when it comes to the situation with the government and stuff. I think because they don't know the law. And when brothers and sisters post questions like, well, how can we protect our gold and our silver? Just like you said, the powers that be have their own contracts that they honor. So if we're not using those contracts, we're at a disadvantage. If we don't know what they're doing, we're at a disadvantage. They know exactly what you're doing. They know because they're tracking it through your cell phone. So I think that our people need to kind of look at things from just another perspective and not propose the perspective of knowing the actual laws. And there are laws that state, quote-unquote, laws, statutes, whatever you want to call them, that state that there are certain pieces of gold that are not confiscatable. These are things that we'll be sharing at our event, David, that's really, really important for our people, is because I think by not knowing the law, they have a lack of confidence, and they're not able to make sound, reasoned decisions, particularly with the gold and silver or any other precious metals. You know, I just think that there's a lack of understanding. And one more point to that is, like you said, it is, quote-unquote, God's money. It is the truest form of wealth. And just like we always talk about, David, you say that our people are addicted to cash. If everybody on this line just understand that you got to detox from cash, if you have to change your mindset, I don't think we'll have that problem. But once again, you do want to know the laws that are in place. I don't want to hear anybody on this line tell me they're paying taxes or that they're following the law, but then they don't know the law that governs gold and silver that they want to purchase. It's foolish. It's childish. We're adults. We have to know the laws that are governing our assets. There's no reason to go out and acquire wealth and not know how to protect it. That's why we don't have much now, because we never built an internal military for ourselves. That's why Haiti was able to protect itself from colonization and to rebuild its sovereignty. It's because the emperors and the kings of that time, which were just in the 1800s, 1900s, these individuals were militaristic in their mindset to governing themselves. They wanted to have a law. So our people don't need to be crying about any executive orders. We need to be studying the law that pertains specifically to you and your family. And if it deals with gold and silver, if you're looking for that, you know, David knows, and I know, the laws that will cover you. Not just saying, oh, well, what are we going to do? You're going to be left with the cat in your bag in your hand asking that question. You have to be proactive in looking for this information. Once again, that information is available for you. These type of people, and this is my last point, David, the people that we think are against us, just like David said earlier, the system is not against you. Take it as you are ignorant and you do not know the system. So we can use the system to our benefit. Because if you walk around saying that the system is beating you up, you will never win. Tom Brady in the championship knew he was going to win that championship this year. I don't care if it was rigged. He knew he was going to win that championship being down 20 points. You are down 20 points right now, black people, African-American people. Are you going to think that you can win? Know that you are going to win. We have to know that we are going to win. I'm not getting genocide at all. And I don't eat gluten. I do my best to eat gluten-free. Peace to Black Talk Radio and Tando Radio. Shout out to all the listeners. David, you're awesome, man. And thanks. Shout out to the feedback from the listeners that always call in. Shout out to y'all brothers and sisters, and peace.
And, you know, Sharif Ali is one of the brothers from the Vault Media Group, and the information is, and like, you know, there's a lot of things that we can't say on air. It's right. And there's a lot of things that, one of the things that I learned as a very young man is that know the law so that you can legally break it.
That's a good one.
And the only way you could ever do that is you have to know the law so that you can legally break it.
Yeah.
And when you do that, that puts you in a position of advantage. And it's not, anything where we're beating anyone down. What it is that it's actually a process that we have to start to hold ourselves accountable for what Correct. We truly want. And that's the sovereignty and self-determination. And it can be gotten. And I'm going to tell you, it always whispers. It always whispers. And so we want you to be able to engage in things that are in your best interest and your best benefit. And that's what Sharif is talking about there, because there are always going to be those that the law is written for to oppress and those that the law is written to have immunity through. That's why they call it diplomatic immunity.
Hey, David, and that's all in the same sentence. So when it's all in the same sentence. You think it's against you, but then it's right at the end of the sentence, open for anyone that knows how to get around that situation. And as well, just one more last point, which was the brother said, how do we control it? Everyone asked that question. If you know that you can't own it because you want to practice a rich philosophy, you have to know what the rich use in order to control it. They use a trust. So it's not ambiguous. This is not a scary thing. This is not something that's very gray. It is very clear. I can show you all, David can show you all, that these rich people are using trust. Period. Across the board. So when people ask those questions, because we've been locked out of knowledge such as trust, I think that we're at a disadvantage, but it's time to step up and learn something new other than how many points Michael Jordan scored in 96.
Very, very true. Well said. Hold on, Jerry. I'm going to go to you 1 second. Let's go to Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, what's going on? Much love, hey, much respect, Sharif. Thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Always. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Peace, man. I was just going to piggyback, man. The brother was, you know, I always tell you, man, we got to learn this law. I always tell you that. And the brother's speaking right on the vein that my mind is moving right now. But anyway, what I was going to piggyback off of what Brother Davis was saying, anybody who has a few minutes, pull YouTube up and pull up Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And what Brother Davis is talking about, my man will walk you through it, and it's so, you need to just hear it. I don't even want to try to explain it to you. It's William Cooper.
Oh,
listen to what he's saying. Listen to the tale that he reads for you, because he's telling you he was an insider, and he became disillusioned with the system, and he gave it up. But you need to listen. This man spits fire on the system and how it works and the inner workings. Dave was talking about Hitler the other day. People don't really understand. The Nazis are here. They're in place. They've always been in place. What you're seeing now is the ramifications of them being in place. Now they're strong in all the positive positions that they need to be in. You even got people in the Defense Department. You know, and I'm as far as I'm going with that. But we need to know this law, no doubt about it.
Well, as always,
peace to all you brothers. Peace.
Peace. As Brother Braggs says, yes, we have, and I always put it this way, we have to know the law. You have to know it so that you can legally break it. Have to be able to legally break it, and without recourse, because you can. You can have, there is immunity. Diplomatic immunity shouldn't just be extended to, you have to become a diplomat, and it's not hard to do. You just need to know the right thing.
No position of nobility. No position of nobility.
That's right. That's right.
13th Amendment. Stop. That's why I'm going.
I love Brother Braggs. All right, Brother Braggs. Hold on, Brother Braggs. Jerry, go ahead, brother. Then we got to get back into the show. Go ahead. No, we're gonna go as long as we're gonna go with the calls, because this is too important. Go ahead, Jerry. Did you want to say something?
Okay.
You want to chime back in?
Yes, Brother Sharif, I believe that's who that was.
Yeah, Brother Sharif Ali.
Brother Sharif Ali, the reason I be posing these type of questions, I'm not sure if you listen to the show that often, but I actually do. I already knew the answer to the question as Dave had stated before he even answered my question. But it's a lot of us who don't, as you said, and you came across with a lot of anger. When you speak like that, that turn people off from the information that you're trying to convey. So when I ask these questions, and I know Dave can't answer all of these questions specifically, because there's open ears that's listening. But there has to be at some point where people learn certain stuff. Now, I'm not saying that I know everything, because I know that I don't. But there are starting points. It was somebody at some point that taught you about this so that you could know. So when you come across like that, it gives people a shift in what they actually hear that's coming out of your mouth. You have a whole, you had a whole lot that came out just then. A lot of points that I actually learned from Dave, which gave me a lot of starting points for different places for me to start looking for information. So when you talking to people, just because they don't know, that's not how you should approach them. Now, I'm not telling you how to run your business or whatever it is that you do, but if you are really trying to engage and teach people something, in order to get that message across, you have to drop down to the level that they are at. Because like you said, for a long time, we was separated from all of this information. Me, myself, what has it been, Dave? About 2.5 years?
Yeah, about 2.5 years, yeah.
Not all of the information, but as far as the gold and silver, precious metals, how much land is actually worth, I had never been taught any of that. So when Dave gets on the radio and he's showing people the way to find this knowledge, I always take it upon myself to ask the questions that I believe that everybody believes that everybody should know, but they really don't know. That is where that question comes from. And I do this every time I call in. The only reason I'm explaining this, because when you were speaking, I took that as a personal punch, and I probably shouldn't have, but I did, because everything that you was speaking about was a question that I asked. Now, it was a lot of stuff that Dave gave off, a lot of information that Dave gave off that a lot of people wouldn't have, they never would have asked that question, whether they thought it was a stupid question, which there is no such thing, or either that they wouldn't have thought to ask. But I always ask those type of questions because I know it's somebody else that didn't know, because a few years ago, I wouldn't have never asked those questions. That is the reason why those questions were posed, just so you know. Now, I would love to get some of the information that you have, but I'm not in Dallas. So maybe we could connect on a different, at another time. But that's the reason. And once again, when you explaining yourself, you know, take a little bit of hostility out of it, because that will make people disregard everything that you're saying. And I'm going to mute my line, Dave, and I'm going to continue to listen.
All right, brother, yeah, and I'm going to tell you, great, great point. And I think that communication is very, very, very important. And I know Sharif Ali, and I know Jerry. And and I know that Sharif's standpoint was out of frustration for different things in a sense of urgency. But Sharif doesn't know Jerry. This is why when Jerry asked the question, I said, I know you know Jerry, and I appreciate you, Jerry, for what you always do. And that's so, so true, is that sometimes in this process of learning, we have to realize that we are at different areas and different degrees and at different levels, but we are all the same. And it's very, very critical, because what Jerry knows and what Sharif knows and what Brother Davis knows, Brother Braggs, what Scotty knows, this is what our community knows. And what has to happen is that this information has to be disseminated so that it can cross-pollinate into the generations that we have yet not named. Because if it doesn't make that cross-pollination, lo, we have lost so many of our intrinsical skills that we had because we no longer practice them. And the key to this whole thing is that we have to become great stewards of our ancestral past. The key, and I firmly believe the key to the ancestors are not that they are in the past. The key to the ancestors are that we are the embodiment of the ancestors. And how we interact in our different personalities and our different styles are uniquely ours. But the overall cause is bigger than every single talent, because there's a collective progressive movement in azimuth that we are on, regardless of who the individuals are. And these two brothers are two very unique, talented brothers. And I'm glad that we have these conversations, because these two brothers are actually on the same, going in the same direction, in the same, on the same path with the same objective, but with different tools. And this is where we start to exchange the different tools from our toolbox, so that your toolbox become more complete, my toolbox becomes more complete. When I'm not able to actually fix the carburetor or fix the transmission, but you're not able to fix the electronics, I can do that and you can do the carburetor, then the whole car is working now and it's going in our objective. So this is what's so important that we do and understand. And we interact with each other in a way that the best benefit is gained. And for those that know Sharif, they know that it's from a different, but people that may not know Sharif may actually take it the way that Jerry has took it. And for those that don't know Jerry may not know that Jerry was asking those questions because he already knew he was caring about you. So very, very well said on all sides. And now that we know that, I think that that won't be something that will ever be an issue. And here's the thing. Never, ever become what the system has taught you. The system has always taught us to be prideful, to be one in which you invoke different feelings of destruction, low frequency. No, that's not who we should be. That's not who we should be. We should always take the opportunity to seize the growth of resonating higher. So that goes for every single person, for Jerry, for Brother Bragg, for Sharif Ali, for myself, for everyone. So, so important. So well said on all standpoints. Hold on, Jambone, 1 second. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. I think it's now is very, very important that I want to play something, because I want to get this the difference between currency and money. Don't just hold on, Jam. I'm going to get to you in 1 sec. Let me mute the lines. What we have to do, I want to play something for you. Very, very important. Then I'm going to come back. Then I'm going to get to Jambone. It's very important that we talk about the difference between currency and money, so that, money. This is really about money. And I'm going to tell you, money is not just a token. Money is everything that the great creator has put for sustainability. And more importantly, the things that allow you to resonate even higher become the more perfect form of money. So if you ever want to look for money, always look at, did man create this or did the great creator make it? Because if man created, it has a clause. It has a redemption period. It has limitations. And most of those limitations are destructive in nature. So what I want to do is I want to play this, and then I'm going to talk about this and then open back up the phone lines. Here we go. This is Bitcoin versus gold. Here we go. Oh, I see. Should have already had prompted this. 1 second. Sorry about this, y'all. And if I have any problems, Scotty may be back. Let me see real quick. And this is critical, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a heads up. Bitcoin is not money. Never has been, never will be. It's digital currency, and it's an investment. You need more than investments. You need everything that was spoken from the great creator's mouth. So here we go. Hopefully, man, don't you do this to me. Okay. All right. Hopefully get this queued up. And while we do that.
Dave, can I help you with that?
I think you're going to have to, Scotty.
Okay, where can I find it? Where can I find the clip?
Oh, it's right on BTR and Tando Radio Show's page. BTR, it's a Bitcoin versus gold. Oh, here it goes. Here we go.
Gold or Bitcoin? BK, you first.
Yeah, well, for me, obviously, Bitcoin. And I'll tell you why. Because Bitcoin is not just digital gold. I think that's what a lot of people get wrong right here. It's a technology platform that fintech is being built on top of. It is a once-in-a-generation investment opportunity, similar to the internet, growing just as fast, if not faster. It's the internet of money. And I'm not the only one on this. Everybody's involved in it. Federal Reserve just released a paper on it and has a working group. Bank of England is involved in it. 14 of the top 30 banks have active projects going on. JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, CME, NYSE, New York Stock Exchange are all involved in projects as we speak, building on top of this technology. So let's just say, let's try to put a value on Bitcoin. And let's say all those things don't happen, right? Even though there's so much people working on it, they're building on top of this platform, giving it useful. Let's say it is digital gold. And for some reason, it just happens to get 1% of the market share that gold gets. Bitcoin would be $4,500 trading at $1,200 right now. If it got 5% of the market share, it would be at $22,000. That, to me, is a winning investment.
Peter Schiff, you're up.
Well, you know, it's not digital gold. I agree. It's digital fool's gold. You know, today's Bitcoins could be tomorrow's Beanie Babies. The whole principle behind Bitcoin was to replicate the properties that made gold uniquely suited to be money and act as an alternative to fiat currencies. But it's not really viable as money. I mean, it is a potential medium of exchange, but it's not a store of value. Meanwhile, nobody really uses it as a medium of exchange. It's just a speculative asset. People own it because they think it's going to be more valuable in the future, but it has no intrinsic value in and of itself.
150,000 merchants worldwide accept Bitcoin, including Expedia.
No, no.
300,000 transactions a day.
No merchants accept Bitcoin. They work with a company called BitPay. They accept dollars. What happens is there are no merchants that price their merchandise in Bitcoin. It's impossible. So it's a gimmick to try to pretend.
It in Bitcoin. It's their choice.
No, they don't.
To convert it back to fiat dollars. It's being used in trade finance between Brazil and China.
I didn't interrupt you.
You're missing the whole story here.
People are using it to circumvent currency laws to transfer money out of China. They are not really using it in commerce. No merchants are priced. You find me a merchant that is pricing their merchandise in a Bitcoin. I will, one Bitcoin. This is a half a Bitcoin. They are pricing it in dollars or euros.
They're using it in the supply chain. It's very useful.
Yeah. The volatility is too great on a daily basis to really price
not really,
it. But meanwhile,
a good portion of this year is less volatile than gold and outperformed.
It is not less volatile. But look, gold had a long history of intrinsic value before it was money. People desired it for its properties, and it was very scarce. So it had a lot of value because its unique properties were hard to come by. Nobody knew what Bitcoin was 5 or 10 years ago. It didn't exist. It has no value other than the fact that maybe you could use it to exchange for somebody else. But if they don't want it, it has no value.
It has the exact same value as gold has, exact same value.
No, it
as
doesn't.
Oil. It's usefulness. It's utility.
No.
That's what everything is backed
by. No,
well, it's
not.
Gold, it's just a shiny rock. It has some special qualities, but it's just a shiny rock.
Look, no. Look, you're a member of a cult. That's why you have to keep screaming at me. There's nothing that you can do with your Bitcoin. Does that mean it's not going to go up to 2,000 or 3,000? It could, and then it's going to go to zero.
With my Bitcoin.
There is no limit.
What are you talking about?
Unfortunately, there is no limit to the There is no limit to the number of digital currencies that can be created. There are hundreds of others. Just because Bitcoin is the most popular now, look, why doesn't everybody use MySpace? You know, because somebody came up with Facebook. I mean, you have no idea. Right. And meanwhile, there's a company out there called Gold Money, which actually uses gold
as money. You can say the same thing about the internet. And
sorry, guys. We got to end this here. We're going to find the moment of truth out right now. You all heard the argument. So let's go around the horn here and see who the traders think won this debate. Bitcoin or gold? Tim, what do you say?
I'm going to say gold just because, first of all, I think we've got apples and oranges, not because I don't agree with what BK is saying about what's going on with cryptocurrency. So I do think it's an interesting time to own gold. Don't bet the farm on gold. Don't get overly emotional about gold, and don't have too much gold in your portfolio.
Karen?
Yep. I'm going to go with BK and Bitcoin. Because I believe you get two things. You get this sort of the gold kind of argument, and then as well you get the whole financial, the fintech element of it. And I buy Peter's argument that it's not usable. It's very few gold transactions have to actually happen in physical gold transactions, yet it is freely traded.
But you can do that. You can do it now with gold money. That's happening.
You can do it with Bitcoin as well. Anyway, yeah. There's no coming back.
I want to recount the vote.
I'm going with BK.
Okay,
Bitcoin.
BK.
Somebody is hacking the voting.
So BK is right about Bitcoin, .. Then I have to be with Tim. You got to go with gold, because I think if BK is correct, I think actually in the short term, gold will outperform. And if memory serves, not that I was there, but I think there were a series of seven debates between then whatever Lincoln and Mr. Douglas. So this was the first of seven over a few months. I look forward to number two.
All right, so that was a conversation about Bitcoin and gold. And let me chime in on the importance of why this is. This is a classic thing about currency and money. Bitcoin is nothing more than, you have to first look at who created it. Where is its origin come from? Bitcoin has not been around through one economic crisis or cycle. Not one. It's not been through one complete cycle of the overall ebb and flow of the economy. Gold and the precious metals have been around for millions of years and has been used as money for millions. I didn't say thousands. I said millions of years. Just because they have it in the book doesn't always mean that it's true. It goes much further. Here's the thing. With Bitcoin, you can own it. You can own it. You can't control it. It is immune for your control. The only people that can control Bitcoin are the actual algorithm setters that the overall Bitcoin is generated out of. Now, Bitcoin is an investment. It is not money. It's a form of digital currency and investment. And all investments are subject to what? Market loss of principal. That's what it is. It's the so-called the newest, hottest, and it's not even new. It's been around since the 1700s. But they reinvented, getting ready to go to a commercial case, but they revolutionized it digitally. Why? Because that gives them more control over you. Because Bitcoin can be hacked. Listen, you're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Brother Jambone, I see you there. I'm going to come back to you right after this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Then hit **, and we will see you in queue. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We're getting ready to go to my man, Jambone. Jambo, let me just finish up here, and then I'm going to go to you, and then the caller and 312, my man, will go to you right after that. Okay, listen, so Bitcoin is you can't own it. You can own, excuse me, you can't control it. You can only own it. You are relying upon something else to work in order for you to carry out any form of medium of exchange. You need the overall internet to work. It has no intrinsic value. The one dude said that the only thing that gold is a shiny rock. Well, he says that because he knows nothing about economy or nothing about history. You know nothing about the intrinsic properties of gold. For every person, melanated person on this planet, it actually protects you so that you don't need sunscreen. It actually gives, it, there are properties that gold has that a digital form is nothing more than an imaginative impulse that's directed by someone else's intention. What do I mean by that? With Bitcoin, it's an investment, and you should use it as an investment vehicle, but you should never overextend yourself with it because it's not going to be something that's sustainable because it requires so many things for it to be true. It has no legal standing in the universe. It has no spirit of the law. It only has the letter of the law. And even in the letter of the law, it's so flawed. Any hacker can turn Bitcoin off at any time. You could have a billion Bitcoins, but if your computer gets hit with a DNI, you have nothing. Because you can only own Bitcoin. You don't control it. Now, gold has been money because of its intrinsic value, what it can do because it exists. There is, you can't even have the algorithms for the technology without the precious metals. You can't even create the, see, the thing is that man can't even create to patent Bitcoin without the precious metals. So that's why it's so important. The thing about the precious metals is that you can control it. And this is why it's so important for you to have physical control over it, because you can't own it. And your physical control allows you to be immune from the default of, excuse me, it allows you to be immune from the liability of default from a immoral lender. What I mean by that, because you hold it, whoever controls it has the intrinsic properties in their possession of control. This is a clear case, the same thing with money. Cash is more, has more intrinsic value than Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the banker's dream, because at any time they can demonetize and take your and relinquish your labor, your energy of your labor as nothing. It can be erased. Those that have gold in the precious metals, you save the energy of your labor because it can't be erased. They could have, no matter what happens, is that gold may not have, and everybody always says it has a dollar value. No, it does. Gold and the precious metals don't have a dollar value. They're a store of wealth and prosperity. They're much more than a dollar. Much more than a dollar. Because cash can never do what money does and fulfill to fulfill all of its roles. It can do some of the things, it can't do them all. But real money can do everything that cash does and better. So
That's the difference there. You do want to, if you want to engage in Bitcoin, go ahead, do it. But I would say don't overextend yourself in it. Because at any moment, at any time, the lights will go out, the virus will be set, and you will lose it all. And a lot of people don't know the true value of the precious metals. If in a grid down situation, those individuals that don't have precious metals are going to be at a in a position of disadvantage to those that do, not from just a buying standpoint or a medium. See, everything that we think, we're so addicted to cash, we think that everything revolves around how we use cash. It goes far above and beyond that. You wouldn't be able to drink water safely without it. You may not be able to eat safely without it. You may not be able to disinfect and to help your body heal. You won't be able to sterilize a wound effectively without it because it's powerful. So just wanted to make that known to you all. So I got some callers that are in queue. I want to go to them. Let's go to my man, Jambone out of Texas. Jambone, go ahead.
Hey, well, how's it going, everyone? I just have a couple of points, and I got a question to ask.
Yes, sir.
My point is, when you were talking about, like, you know, the importance of precious metals and things like that, when a person thinking about precious metals and what it's worth and how they, put it against, like, other currencies or whatever have you, you know, they got to look at, you know, no matter where in the world you may go, those are always going to be, you know, in value. You know, it don't matter, you know, what country, you know, you can come from the poorest country in the world, but if you got, like, 1 ounce of, like, silver or gold, you know, you come to, like, America and so forth, and you trade it in or you use it as leverage or something whatnot, you have more than what your country, you had more than what you came with, you know, what the principle of the currency, the country you came from. Another thing I was going to share was that everyone that's participating in digital, digital monopoly, what I call it. digital monopoly. Be warned is that right now, a couple of my colleagues, we were sharing some information last night. And they were telling me some crazy ideas they came up with just themselves with what's called quantum computing and quantum data. And this stuff is getting so serious that, you know, that right now they can take their pad and got like a little wire go to this little digital card what they came up with, and they can do some wild, crazy things, you know, going to like everything from the ATMs, the gas, you know, gas pumps, whatnot. But long story short, you know, when they talking about like the Bitcoin and everything, there's nothing that's backing it. Unlike, you know, currency that everyone uses now, paper money, is, you know, it has gold behind it. Bitcoin really doesn't have nothing behind it besides what is already existing now. It's false currency. And that another thing that a person should look at, too, that is possibly in the future that could be like what they call teleport hacking, where that there was something that I dug up that I asked of my colleague about what DARPA was using. And they were talking about this like a myth between those two things. It's physical, then there's one that's called digital. But anyway, long story short, where they were talking about being able to like copy someone else's data and be able to send it elsewhere. And there's be nothing like nothing you can do because they have like all the physical evidence and everything using quantum computing. So they're like, if they want to steal some Bitcoins or whatever, or steal your money from the Forex or the stock market, they can't. It's just a little more time, you're going to start seeing more stuff come up about the criminal minds that's coming up with the quantum computing. That's all I have to share there.
Very, very true, Jambone, and that's so, so important. And it's going to be just like, you know, the thing about, because you can own it, you can own crypto digital currencies, that means that it can be repossessed from you at any time.
That's right.
Either by the system or someone breaking into the system. Either way, it's going to be gone. And it's going to be gone faster than it is going to escape people faster than their pensions that are being escaped the Teamsters now in New York and everything else. Because it's a digital form, it doesn't really exist. See, there's a form of digital cash as well. That's your bank account. Your bank account does not have is represented by the physical cash that's there. If that was the case, why do they get scared and they close all the banks when there's a bank run? Because they don't have the overall physical pieces of paper. This is how they get rid of that. Now they move you into a digital form, and guess what? Bloop, you're completely locked out from your account. Oh, my God. It's a more effective way to repossess what you work so hard for. And I ask you, when you work hard for something, once you expend that energy and that labor, are you able to retrieve it when someone repossesses what they gave you in exchange for it? No. Who's won and who's lost? You've lost it all. This is why it's so important that we understand how we need to be playing money. Money is something that you should be saving in because it protects the past labor that you performed to acquire it. You have to control that. You have to control it. If not, you'll be subject to all of the new tricks, scams, and devices of the modern day criminal and the ones that will come after them. Because they are definitely here. So great point, Jimbo. What was your other question?
Never mind. It slipped my mind. I'll catch up with you next time there, Brother Ren.
Man, Jimbo, you hilarious. My man. Okay, we'll catch up with you. We got another caller out of area code 310. Excuse me, 312. 310, I'm missing home. Area code 312, you're on with Tando Radio Show. What's your name and where you calling from and what is your question or comment?
You know who this is.
Yes, I do. What's up, Dib?
Hey. I was just giving you a call to kind of chime in on how just listening to the guy, him debating what Bitcoin was as opposed to the guy debating what gold and silver is. And the fact of it almost became an argument. Well, majority of times when there becomes an argument, it's because either party doesn't understand what they're arguing about. So when you look at it that way, because Bitcoin, to me, just listening to that, is just another form of them creating another stock market.
Exactly, Deborah. Yeah.
And then when you take if you just pay attention to over the years, even if you go back and look at history, you know, they have created something and they've always taken when they have benefited from it, then they take and they create a problem with it. So when you're looking at the fact that everything that we've experienced, even from what the recent things of the foreclosures, even going back to the falling of the stock market, the banking system, you know, the companies, the Ford, Chrysler, whatever, the car companies and stuff like that, they always create a problem to be able to take the resources out of it. So
right.
when you continue to do those things, now we're into this digital age, what you're saying. Now, you know, and they're creating now they got this, you know, technology is what a majority of us know at this point, coming into it or being born into it. So now they got another way to get a group of people, sell their product. And so now when it comes down to the difference in the precious metal side and then this digital age, well, the majority of people are going to be going toward what they're used to. So really, we have to get out of this mindset of being so comfortable with this, you know, something that we can go and put in a PIN number. You know, you're thinking that's cool. Or you can go to the ATM and get your money out instead of going to the teller. So it's, you know, it's about using, it's really about kind of becoming aware of the things that they're putting to make so convenient. That's where I'm
Man,
at. This
well, no, well said, Deborah. You broke that down so well. And, you know, the whole thing was that the one dude, you already know that Bitcoin is something that was created for what they want to do in the future. It is the new leash that they're going to put everyone on. Just imagine, just like direct deposit was, got you, and all these other things, got you, because of this. The wage of a slave is always, the wage of a slave is something that's not tangible, is not an asset, is not real. It's a facade. It's a note. They're not even giving you a note anymore.
Exactly.
They're just whispering in your ear. And here's the whisper in your ear. Bitcoin is at $1,300. That's not even, they didn't even give you a note. They didn't even give you a note. So your overall exposure to this is quite catastrophic when it all comes down to what it is, because you won't be able to bank it. See, a note is a promise. What they're giving you, they're not even giving you a promise. They're giving you a disclosure statement. And that disclosure statement, and they have to disclose it, that all principal is subject to market laws. And so this is why what they do is that you're going to continue to see the push for Bitcoin. And how do they get people into Bitcoin? They can push the price of it wherever they want. I don't care. The great creator didn't create it. And I don't want the devil coming to me and say, bow down and I'll give you the world. No, no, no. Man can't live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the great creator's mouth. So that's what I'm talking about. Well said, Deborah. Well said.
One more thing. That as far as when, like you said, as far as them putting a market value on it, but then what happens when it doesn't, you know, only thing they can turn around and say when it doesn't meet that, you know, you're not getting the benefiting from it, then the next thing they'll tell you is, well, you know, that was just a gamble that you were going to take. So now, if that's the case, if we're going to be out here gambling, well, I ain't never shot craps, but I think that maybe
I got a better chance of taking my dice in Vegas. Right.
You know,
at least they give me a free drink. You know, the soda is free. The diabetic soda and the everything else, and you're so true. Hold on, Deborah, hold on real quick. Sister Davis, if you wanted to chime back in, unmute yourself real quick. We got another call of my man Roz. Go ahead, Roz.
Peace, how you doing?
What's up, brother? How you feeling? Always good to hear you, man.
Hey, I'm good. It's good to hear you too. Great show. I just wanted to say I experienced at work today what you talked about in regards to Bitcoin and them shutting everything down. On the news, they were talking about Amazon's web cloud service went down today, and like thousands of companies could not use the services that they provide as far as facilitating information and access to information. So we couldn't actually, you know, deal with the people calling to my insurance company because we couldn't access their accounts. And when you brought up Bitcoin, I thought about it because that's the same principle. Imagine you have $1 million in Bitcoin, but the electricity is off. The grid is down. So you can't turn on your computer. You have no money.
Right.
If you,
digital currency to have a medium of exchange.
Exactly. And what it is that they have now bottlenecked everyone because they bring these ideas forth as technology, right? And then what they do is now it's to the point where you cannot even talk to a teller. So if they do shut you down, then you have no recourse. There's no human being that you can talk to get any sort of assistance at all. So what they do
no is legal recourse at all.
Exactly. They generate it as technology. Everyone jumps on it, and then they close your access to any other means of facilitating what you need if that particular means of technology doesn't work. And then you're pigeonholed into only using that particular, you know, medium of exchange that they have set you up with. So it's all a ruse. It's all, you know, just highway robbery done in a highly refined manner. And
in a digital way, in a digital way. Right. This is exactly. It's the same trick under different rules. Great, great point, Ross. Go ahead.
And the other thing about it, too, is like just taking a look at, and I'll just throw that out there, The Walking Dead. When you see them going to forest for things, they're looking for things with intrinsical value. They're looking for food. They're
right.
looking for drugs. They're going to look for physical things that they can utilize in a survival scenario. And even though they haven't addressed the currency thing in The Walking Dead, which makes sense because if there was something catastrophic, the vast majority of average citizens are not going to be holding silver and gold. That would be left for the people, you know, people with poor people or politicians who have stolen that gold. So the whole idea of you speaking of the intrinsical value of things and the ability to use that intrinsical value to your benefit to really, really be impressed upon people, because even if you go back to the Depression, why did those stockholders and company owners jump off a building? Because in seconds, they went from being millionaires to having absolutely nothing. And because they came from families that were basically criminals to begin with, they didn't know what to do because they had never been poor before. So the whole concept of having to eat crow was beyond their ability to even fathom, so they jumped off of a building. So if we think about it, those of us who are teetering on the edge of financial disaster, who have, you know, $100 in your savings account, you really don't have much in there. You're teetering on the edge of disaster if you go to the bank to get your money from the ATM and the ATMs aren't working. You're done. You are done. And the whole idea of what you're bringing forth is really important, because what they're setting up is going to be something of that nature, where the average person who is teetering on the edge of financial disaster is going to be in a either suicidal or homicidal state when they lay the hammer down and shut off the grid or do whatever they're going to do to inhibit your access to that so-called currency that's going to supposed to be your functional means of exchange in a society that's taken that away from you. So it's just really paying attention to what they're doing. As they put these new things out there, they take the old things away, so that you don't have access to those old things anymore. And as those old things disappear, you have no recourse but to do whatever they tell you to do. Unless
and you surrender.
You have the information that you bring forth and other people like you bring forth to warn us.
That's right.
And let us know how to go about doing things in a way to protect ourselves and our sovereignty. So thank you very much. That's all I wanted to contribute, because I experienced I experienced it today. Thank you.
Well, well said, Roz. And you know what, Roz, hold on real quick. And see, the thing is that one of the things that they want is that they want to create the conditions and environment where people will surrender to them. That is what they really are after. And because that is what they truly, truly want. We got Scotty has a quick, man, Scotty, jump in anytime, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, before you get ready to close it out, Wes, Ross was talking about finding things. He was talking about that show, The Walking Dead, and they going out finding things to have intrinsical value. I immediately start thinking about people. People have intrinsical value.
Intrinsic
I think I've heard
value.
You
yes.
say that.
The greatest,
you know,
intrinsic value.
And then
people
and
money.
Yeah, because the last episode of that, there's this guy named Eugene who knows things, okay? Like, know how to make bullets, know how to make medicine, knows how to do a lot of things, you know, that the everyday person doesn't know how to do. And so as this maniac, Negan, is killing people, you know, he's looking at their intrinsical value. So I just wanted to put that out there, you know, that I've heard you talk about us acquiring skills so that we'll have something to contribute to the group. Thanks.
Man, Scotty, that's always, and that's why our free will, let me tell you what power is. The most powerful thing on in this universe is your will. You're money. You are money because of your intrinsical value. And it's so, so true. And everything that Deborah laid it out, Roz laid it out, Brother Sharif laid it out, Jambone laid it out, Jerry laid it out, Brother Davis, Brother Braggs, you all laid it out. And here's what it is very, very important. One of the things that I think is very important for us to do is we have to look at who we truly are and how powerful we really are. You have the ability to create, and that was given to you, not by anything that you didn't ask for it, you didn't demand it. It was given to you as a gift. You have the gift of the great creator, so you can create greatly as well. You are the great creator now. Be it, live it, engage in it, share it, and love it. That's how we're able to navigate those that have chosen with their powerful free will to impoverish, slave, subjugate, and to cause for famines, wars, disease, and destruction. That doesn't have to be the end with all of our time, or excuse me, of our existence in this physical form. You are much greater. Make sure you create it. Know that things that have intrinsical value are things that man didn't create. They were created by the great creator. Man has created some things that have intrinsical value, but the ones that are better, that are more perfect and more have more value and more intrinsic value, are more necessary, are the ones that the great creator has. So make sure, young people, let's get out of here before we get out of here. Your dollar bills are not valuable. Use them for what you should use them for and get rid of them. And always get things that matter. Start with coins. Start with nickels right now because they still have nickels in them. They're going to be taking the nickel out of nickel. Then you graduate up into silver and gold, and then and you continue to acquire these things. And then what happens? You will be a controller of prosperity. Now you can set the direction where your heirs will go. Much love, much respect to you all. We got to get ready to get out of here. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Big ups to everyone that called in. I really, really do appreciate you all. We're going to have a part two to this because I didn't get to some of the stuff that we needed to get to, but we did get what we needed to hear and engage in. We all need each other because that intrinsical value that was given to us can be one that we can all magnify together in a collective fruits, and we can get through anything. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And until then, we'll talk to you then. Peace and love.